Well, hey there, how are you today? This is the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible, episode 526. It's finally a Friday edition. We made it. Hi, I'm Steve Webb. I'm your host. If this is your first time here, I'm so glad you made it. Thanks for joining us. If you're a longtime member of the family, you know I appreciate you. I'm glad you're here. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible. We have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday. On Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, we read the Old Testament, and on Tuesdays and Thursdays, we read the New Testament. Our scripture today is Jeremiah 22 through 24 from the New Life Version. Let's get started. Jeremiah chapter 22. The Lord says, "Go down to the house of the king of Judah and speak this word there. Say, hear the word of the Lord, O king of Judah, who sits on David's throne, you and your servants and your people who come through these gates. The Lord says, do what is right and fair and good, and take the one who has been robbed away from the power of the one who has made it hard for him. Do not hurt or do wrong to the stranger, the one whose parents have died, or the woman whose husband has died, and do not kill those who are not guilty in this place. For if you will obey this word, then kings will come through the gates of this house and sit on the throne of David. They will be in war wagons and on horses, together with their servants and their people. But if you will not obey these words, I promise by myself, says the Lord, that this house will be destroyed. For the Lord says about the house of the king of Judah, you are like Gilead to me, or like the top of Lebanon. Yet I will be sure to make you like a desert, like cities without people. I will send destroyers against you, each with his things for fighting, and they will cut down your best cedar trees and throw them on the fire. Many nations will pass by this city, and they will say to one another, why has the Lord done such a thing to this great city? And they will answer, because they did not keep the agreement of the Lord their God. They worshipped other gods and served them. Do not cry for the one who is dead or have sorrow for him, but cry all the time for the one who goes away, for he will never return or see the land of his birth again. For the Lord says about Shalom, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, who ruled in the place of Josiah, his father, and who left this place, he will never return. He will die in the place where they took him, and he will not see this land again. It is bad for him who builds this house by wrongdoing, and his upper rooms by not being fair, who has his neighbors serve him for nothing and does not pay him, who says, I will build myself a big house with large upper rooms. I will cut out its windows, cover it with cedar, and color it bright red. Do you become a king by trying to build better houses of cedar? Did not your father eat and drink? He did what was right and fair and good, so all went well with him. He spoke strong words in the cause of the poor and those in need, and so all went well. Is not that what it means to know me? Says the Lord. But your eyes and heart are set only on what you can get by wrongdoing, and on killing those who are not guilty, and on making it hard for people, and on hurting others. So the Lord says about Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, they will not cry in sorrow for him, saying, it is bad, my brother, or it is bad, my sister. They will not cry in sorrow for him, saying, O Lord, or O, how great he was. He will be buried like they bury a donkey, pulled away and thrown out on the other side of the gates of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry out, and let your voice be heard in Bashan. Cry out from Abarim also. For all your lovers have been destroyed. I spoke to you when things were going well for you, but you said, I will not listen. This has been your way since you were young. You have not obeyed my voice. The wind will take away all your shepherds, and your lovers will be taken away in chains. Then you will be ashamed and troubled because of all your sin. O you people of Lebanon, who make your nest among the cedars, how you will cry inside yourselves when pain comes upon you. It will be pain like a woman giving birth. As I live, says the Lord, even if Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were marking a ring on my right hand, I would still pull you off. I will give you over to those who want to kill you, to those whom you fear. I will give you to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and to the Babylonians. I will throw you and your mother who gave birth to you into another country where you were not born, and there you will die. You will want to return to this land again, but you will not return. Is this man Coniah a hated, broken jar? Is he a pot that no one cares for? Why have he and his children been thrown out into a land that they had not known? O land, 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 hear the word of the Lord. The Lord says, write this man down as one who has no children, a man who will not do well in his days. For none of his children or children's children will do well sitting on the throne of David or ruling again in Judah. Jeremiah chapter 23. It is bad for the shepherds who are destroying and dividing the sheep of my field, says the Lord. The Lord God of Israel says this about the shepherds who are caring for my people. You have made my flock go everywhere and have driven them away and have not cared for them. See, I am about to punish you for your sinful things you have done, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather those who are left of my flock out of the countries where I have driven them and will bring them back to their field, and they will have many children. I will have shepherds over them who will care for them, and they will not be afraid any longer or filled with fear, and none of them will be missing, says the Lord. See, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up for David a right and good branch. He will rule as king and be wise and do what is right and fair and good in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved and Israel will be safe. And this is the name he will be called by, the Lord who makes us right and good. So see, the days are coming, says the Lord, when they will no longer say, as the Lord lives, who brought the sons of Israel up from the land of Egypt. But they will say, as the Lord lives, who brought up and led the children of the people of Israel back from the north country and from all the countries where he had driven them. Then they will live in their own land. As for the men who speak for God, my heart is broken within me. All my bones shake. I have become like a drunk man, like a man who has had too much wine, because of the Lord and because of his holy words. For the land is full of people who are not faithful. Because of the bad things that have come upon it, the land is filled with sorrow, and the fields of the desert have dried up. Their way is sinful, and they use their power in a wrong way. For both the men of God and the religious leaders are sinful. I have found their sin even in my house, says the Lord. So their way will be a danger to them. They will be driven away into the darkness and fall down in it. For I will bring much trouble upon them in the year of their punishment, says the Lord. In Samaria, I have seen a very bad thing among the men of Samaria who tell what is going to happen in the future. They speak for the false god Baal and have led my people into sin. In Jerusalem, I have seen a very sinful thing among the men of Jerusalem who tell what is going to happen in the future. They do sex sins and tell lies and give help to those who do sinful things so that no one turns from his sin. All of them have become like Sodom to me. The people of Jerusalem have become like Gomorrah. So the Lord of all says about the men who tell what is going to happen in the future, see, I will make them eat bitter food and drink water with poison. For from these men of Jerusalem, sin is gone out into all the land. The Lord of all says, do not listen to the words of those who are telling you what will happen in the future. They are filling you with empty hopes. They tell of dreams from their own thoughts, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who hate me, the Lord has said, you will have peace. To everyone who walks in the strong will of his own heart, they say, trouble will not come to you. But who among them has listened to the Lord, that he should see and hear his word? Who has given thought to his word and listened? See, the strong windstorm of the Lord is gone out in anger. It will come down upon the head of the sinful. The anger of the Lord will not turn back until he has done all that he has planned in his heart. In the last days you will understand. I did not send these men who say they speak for God, yet they ran to tell their news. I did not speak to them, yet they spoke in my name. But if they had listened to me, then they would have made my words known to my people, and they would have turned them back from their sinful way and from the sinful things they did. Am I a God who is near, says the Lord, and not a God who is far away? Can a man hide himself in secret places so that I cannot see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? I have heard what the men say who speak false words in my name. They say, I had a dream, I had a dream. How long will there be lies in the hearts of those who speak false words in my name, who speak the lies of their own heart? They plan to make my people forget my name by their dreams which they tell one another, just as their fathers forgot my name because of Baal. The one who has a dream may tell about his dream, But let him who has my word speak my word in truth. How can straw be compared with grain, says the Lord? Is not my word like fire, says the Lord, and like iron that breaks a rock in pieces? So I am against those who tell what is going to happen in the future, says the Lord, who steal my words from each other. See, I am against these men, says the Lord, who use their tongues and say, "This is what the Lord says." I am against those who have told false dreams, says the Lord, and have led my people the wrong way by their lies and foolish words of pride. I did not send them or tell them what to say, so they do not help these people at all, says the Lord. When these people, or the one who speaks in my name, or a religious leader asks you, "What heavy load has the Lord placed on us?" then you say to them, "You are the heavy load, and I will throw you off," says the Lord. As for the man who speaks in my name, or the religious leader, or any one of the people who say, "The heavy load of the Lord," I will punish that man and those of his house. Each of you say to his neighbor and to his brother, "What has the Lord answered?" or "What has the Lord said?" But you must not say, "The heavy load of the Lord," any more. For every man's own word will be the weight upon himself, and you have made sinful the words of the living God, the Lord of all, our God. This is what you should say to the man who speaks in my name: "What answer has the Lord given you?" and "What has the Lord said?" But if you say, "The heavy load of the Lord," then the Lord says, "You have said, 'The heavy load of the Lord,' when I told you not to say it. So I will pick you up and throw you away from me, together with the city which I gave to you and your fathers. I will put you to shame forever. You will always be ashamed, and it will not be forgotten." Jeremiah chapter 24. After King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon took away Jeconiah the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the leaders of Judah, together with the able workmen from Jerusalem, and brought them to Babylon, the Lord showed me two baskets of figs set in front of the house of the Lord. One basket had very good figs, like figs just ready to eat, and the other basket had very bad figs, so bad that they could not be eaten. Then the Lord said to me, "What do you see, Jeremiah?" And I said, "Figs, the good figs, very good, and the bad figs, very bad, so bad that they cannot be eaten." Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, "This is what the Lord God of Israel says: Like those good figs, so will I think of the people of Judah as being good, whom I have sent away from this place into the land of the Babylonians. For I will keep my eyes on them for their good, and I will return them to this land. I will build them up and not tear them down. I will plant them and not pull them up by the roots. And I will give them a heart to know me, for I am the Lord. They will be my people, and I will be their God, for they will return to me with their whole heart." But the Lord says, "Like the bad figs, which are so bad they cannot be eaten, so I will give up Zedekiah, king of Judah, and his captains, and I will give up those left of Jerusalem who stay in this land, and those who live in the land of Egypt. I will make them a cause of fear and trouble for the nations of the earth. They will be a shame and a curse and spoken against in all the places where I will make them go. And I will send the sword and hunger and disease upon them until they are destroyed from the land which I gave to them and their fathers." May God richly bless the reading of His Word. Hey, let's talk for just a few seconds about the figs. At this point, God had sent the people of Judah out of their land into the land of the Babylonians as punishment. These were the good figs, and God promised to watch over them for their good. This was like a loving father who, when he sees his child misbehave, quickly disciplines the child so as to correct the behavior before the bad behavior becomes ingrained in the child. And I can tell you that as the father of three boys, I know that there's a better chance of molding good behavior if you correct bad behavior quickly. Now, the bad figs were those that stayed in their own land longer and those that were in Egypt, and this allowed the bad behavior to go on. But when a bad child is not corrected, he eventually becomes spoiled, and it's less likely that he will ever accept correction. We've all seen children who were allowed to misbehave. What happens? Well, often they grow up to become bad people. And God knew those bad figs would never become good figs, so He told Jeremiah that they would be destroyed. It seems sad that some must be allowed to spoil. But remember that God gave mankind the ability to make their own choices, to have free will. For free will to truly exist, there must be the ability to make bad choices as well as good. And God, being omniscient or all-knowing, knew that these people would not correct their behavior. So what we need to keep in mind is that we should, while we can, choose to be good figs. What are your thoughts? Let me hear from you at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Hey, remember to download the new Easy Bible Translation app from the Google Play Store. And remember, right now, the version that I have up there is the Lite version. It's free. We'll soon have the full version out with every name that's in Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide, and it'll have every one of the almost 7,600 names that appear in the book. The Lite version has about 2,000 names. And if you have downloaded it, please also remember to give the app an honest rating. And if you'd be so kind, leave a comment there on the Play Store as well. We're feverishly working on the iOS version, so those of you that have iPhones and iPads know that an app is coming for you as well. The Android app was developed, and the iOS is being developed, by Brad Rhodes. Check out his page at maf.org/Rhodes. That's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. Without him, this app would not exist. So check out his page. Thanks for being here today. Have a great weekend. I'll see you Monday. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.